Bada weekend, bada weekend. Oh, these don't work that well. Bada weekend. The time is 6:01. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you again to Trace for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. Do that. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after Elvis Costello and the Attractions.
1, 2, 3. I thought it was you with your optimist view of the clock.
Boom, bing, 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 bang, 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 boom, boom, boom. The time is 6:08 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is a show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's radio program, which we would love it if you did, the phone number is 472-5667. Toll free, 1-888-917-5667. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else's. Stop blaming everyone all the time.
That's right, I guess, in some manner of speaking. Oh, boy. What did we just hear?
We just heard Mr. Ryan Gosling himself with his band Dead Man's Bones. Now it's P-P-Power, P-P-Power, except it was just P-P-Power.
I like that. That's his band. Like, it's him and a children's choir.
Yeah, it's featuring the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music Children's Choir off of the self-titled album Dead Man's Bones. And before that...
That's right. Take that, Langley Schools. And from the special edition of Blood and Chocomet, that was Elvis Costello and the Attractions with the electric version of Crimes of Paris. Good stuff. Thank you, Elvis Costello, for your rock era and not for whatever you're going through right now.
Man, speaking of rock era,
yep.
Trying to find some music for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that Dead Man's Bones song.
Oh, sure.
And I got an A.A. Bondi song coming up later in the show that I also like. But man, just, I was like looking, this person went to the FY Fest.
Yes, yes.
Was it in L.A., San Francisco?
That was San Francisco.
Yeah. And they were giving, you know, like sort of a, you know, write down all these artists or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, like, oh, Warpaint. And I was like, oh, I think I've heard something from Warpaint I like. And I was listening to it and I was like, God, why are bands so afraid to just rock today?
Yes,
just
where's rock. The rock?
Just to bring the rock. Like, why can't a lightning bolt hit your guitar and then suddenly you're like, what? And it can like play louder than it could before the lightning bolt hit it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just like a thunder axe you want to just carve into the heart of the world. Like, that's how hard you want to rock. But no, it's like... It's like, I'm sitting on a gold mine. It's like, easy, the name of that band that I've forgotten now.
Warpaint.
No, some other. Oh. Yeah. I like them. That's the thing. I like these.
Yeah,
things.
Sure. I like taking naps.
Bring some rock.
I feel like Kings of Leon are doing a pretty good job.
Kings of Leon.
I was kidding. Please don't hold me to that.
I know you're kidding. Hey, folks, we're done with membership drive.
Yay.
No more asking for your money. But another round of applause for everyone who did pledge. Over the last
three weeks.
Yeah.
Three weekends, yeah.
We didn't get any emails about anyone pledging online.
No, one person did. We thanked them. We're all caught up.
Yeah. So, but if that did happen, we didn't get an email. Let us know. We will thank you.
Exactly.
But yes.
And we will show our thanks eventually, very soon.
Yes. And I'm sorry, everyone who's watching the battle cattle out there. Lose again. And by again, I mean since last week.
That's right. Oh, man. A streak. They're on the schneid right now. You know, a funny thing happened, actually. So I didn't watch the game at all. I caught an update on my phone, or I caught a little bit, I guess, before the show.
Yeah, we watched them chub that last play
on
Justin TV before starting the show.
But here's the thing. Like, something happened recently. I kind of couldn't care less about football right now. Like, I don't really want to watch that game.
Somebody was talking about college sports the other day,
mm-hmm.
and it sort of unearthed this old opinion that I used to have about college sports,
yes.
was that I did not care for them
right.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I only started caring about them when I started going to UT.
Yes.
And I still do really enjoy UT football.
Oh, sure.
And maybe this is a topic for another show, how I feel about college sports. But pro sports are better.
Yeah, because they're pros.
Yeah. And like, oh, they're not playing for the love, they're playing for the money. So it's like, that's right. So if you offered, hey, you want to come play in the pros, college athletes? No, we're only doing it for love. I have no interest in
yeah, exactly.
getting paid for this. But yeah, but at the same time, They're better.
Yeah.
They're better athletes.
Yeah.
They're not children that have to be in a dorm at a certain time.
I mean, you know, yeah, exactly. That's exactly. When I was younger, I couldn't care less. Then I got to UT, started rooting for all UT athletics. And I still do in some regard. But yeah, like there's just something about, and like even like this past week on like Facebook and Twitter and stuff, people be like, yeah, it's, you know, 12-15 and OU still sucks. I'm like, God, I really don't want to read any of these. Like, why? Why do you care?
I'm against that, saying that OU still sucks at certain times,
uh-huh,
because when I look at my watch, you know, I know OU still sucks and everything, but I also see something else.
What's that?
Big hand on the W.
Oh, winning time! It's winning time!
Time
it's
to
always
win.
Winning time!
Time to win! Anyway, enough about sports.
Yes.
Hey, folks. Today on the radio show, we got a topic.
Oh.
That we're going to be talking about later. We got a couple passes to go see the new Mark Bromanek movie.
Mm,
what? That's not his name. Bromanek.
No. It's kind of disrespectful.
Well, I heard he was down. I heard he's a total bro.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
Yeah. And so he's, you know, he's drinking the Dos Equis. He's got a Livestrong bracelet on. What? I drink Dos Equis.
Yeah.
Why am I doing that? That's not an endorsement.
I live strong.
You did. Well.
Well, you saw me lift that box over my head the other day.
Anyway, whatever. I'm not a beer discriminator. Never Let Me Go is the name of the upcoming movie, and there's going to be a pre-screening at the Regal Arbor Cinema Tuesday, October 5th, 7:30 to 9.
Yes.
And we have a couple passes for that to give away later in the show. And what you're going to have to do for those is, because there's some plot of this movie is romance goes bad or something. People are sad about love.
Yes.
Right? That's it.
Love conquers all.
Yeah.
Except for this one thing, which I won't say.
Boing. Somebody told me it's a couple sad sex, but apparently it's based on some novel people like.
Yeah. Novel of the decade, according to Time Magazine.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah.
So some of you, I'm sure, are excited about seeing this movie, and we'd like you to go see it. But for it not to happen, you need to call in and tell us your, how would you phrase this? I don't want to say the other thing.
Hmm.
If you have a messed up story or a story of your love gone awry.
Yes.
Some sort of your best worst. There we go. Your best worst date, love, romance story.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and call in.
Yeah.
472, right? 5667.
That's, yes.
472-KOOP. And if we get a couple we like, we'll give you passes to go see this new film.
Yes.
Mark Romanek, by the way, the guy that directed this stuff, he's a famous music video director.
That's right, yes.
Unless you really like that movie, One Hour Photo, and then he was the famous director of One Hour Photo.
Exactly.
But yeah, he started out, here's some, like he did Free Your Mind by En Vogue. People seem to like that.
Sure.
That Are You Gonna Go My Way, Lenny Kravitz video.
Oh, yeah.
Where you think they're gonna fight, but they're not.
That one that takes place inside of a beehive.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Rain by Madonna, Closer. Closer is a famous one. I remember being really freaked out when I was a kid. By that spinning pig head.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he did a bunch of like this, bunch of high
concept.
High profile. Yeah, Devil's Haircut by Beck. I remember that
one.
The Perfect Drug. Criminal. Criminal is the great video.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go.
One of the videos you watch and you're like, I feel dirty afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
But then also, he doesn't really discriminate necessarily.
Uh-huh.
Because he'll be like, oh, I'll work with Beck and Madonna, who, whatever. And, you know.
Who is a pop icon.
Yeah. You know, Sonic, he did a Sonic Youth video, Little Trouble Girl. But he also would be like, oh, what's that? G-11 Special Sauce? You awful band? Yeah, I'll do your thing.
What are you talking about, man? See, I can't even pretend.
Yeah, it's for their, like, the song that people like bringing up to, like, Cold Beverage. I like cold beverage.
What? Is that a song?
You've never heard that before?
No. I'm still alive, aren't I?
Hella Good by No Doubt.
Hey, there you go.
I actually like that song.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I outed myself. He did that Hurt video. The one where you're like, Johnny Cash.
Oh.
His last scare.
Yes. He caught a dying man on tape.
Seriously. How do you feel about that? His cover of that song?
I think it's a fantastic cover of that song.
I think it's fantastic too. Mm-hmm. Bothers me though.
It really does.
It's like, oh my Lord, Johnny Cash.
Man, that video is exhausting too. It's like, it really is like, I want to be alive for my own eulogy.
I'm already dead and my life is useless. You do a really good Johnny Cash, by the way.
Thank you. Well, I do a really good impression of someone's impression of Johnny Cash.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you want to laugh at something inappropriate, there's a video by this group, Summer of Tears.
Right.
And they do a this parody of like Rick Rubin producing Johnny Cash as one of his last albums.
Mm-hmm.
It's super hilarious.
Yeah.
A little offensive.
Yeah.
Super hilarious.
It'll catch you off guard.
But if you like to laugh, maybe that's something you want to check out. Summer of Tears is what you want to Google. if you're into Googling.
Or web crawler or Alta Vista.
No, we don't use those. Yeah, and like Linkin Park. He worked with Linkin Park.
Hey, there you go. So, yeah. You know they're back.
They're back to being what? Awful? I thought they never left.
Didn't they put out? I don't know. I can't. Man, I am exhausted. I'm sorry. I apologize to you, the listener, and I apologize to you, Mac. I am exhausted.
Why are you so tired, David?
Well, here's the funny thing. Yesterday, I went to get a physical. Clean bill of health, by the way. A strapping young man. So that was...
Odds were against that.
They were. Man, people lost money on that one. So I took this Goodwill, and we took a road trip to Houston, Texas. We went on a little boys' night.
Yeah, me and you did that.
Yeah, exactly.
I was there.
That's right. I don't have to tell you, but I will tell you anyway because you represent the listener. Yeah, we took a little road trip to Houston, went to an Astros game, Astros Cubs, lost money on that. And then we went out and had a good time. It was a good time had by all. And then we came back this morning, and I tried to take a nap once I got home, and it didn't take. So now I'm a little out of it right now.
Yeah, who won that game, by the way?
Cubs.
Go Cubbies!
Yeah, Cubs won 2-0. I love baseball, and I appreciate a low-scoring game, but...
It's okay.
I haven't seen a game live in like 4 years. I kind of wanted something exciting. Like, you know...
What are you talking about? That guy proposed, or he proposed to his bride-to-be.
That's right. And then...
during the kiss cam sequence, which I don't know what I was more mad at. Mm-hmm. The fact that this guy decided that spending the rest of his life with this woman would only be special.
Yeah.
If he shared it at a one of the last baseball games of the season between two losing teams.
Yeah, exactly. Game 160.
Or that he ruined a good kiss cam. I wanted to see how that kiss cam was going to play out.
Yeah, exactly. You missed a golden opportunity to go into the bullpen and see two bullpen catchers maybe get caught up in a smooch. But no. Yeah, that was the thing, though. Like, so he proposed to his girlfriend or whatever on kiss cam. And then, like,
the scoreboard told us that she said yes.
Yes, she said yes. And they were actually sitting like in front of us, like maybe about 15 rows down. So as they left, they got like a thunderous round of applause from everybody in our section. Except there were some chuckleheads who were just like, "Oh, dead man walking," just.
Then the other guy came up with a really timely quote.
Mm-hmm.
They were walking out, and he goes, "I believe this is from that comedian Aaron Sandler's film."
Okay.
Water Guy.
Right, yes.
And he goes, "You can do it," like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
From that movie Water Person.
Yeah, which is weird because were they going to go play football afterwards?
Yeah, or? And I mean, like, I hadn't heard anyone say that in forever.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, that's not a phrase that is stupid and been beaten to the ground, mm-hmm. and is dumb. And exactly. That movie's not awful.
Yeah, it's not something you would say when you have an absence of things to say, but you feel compelled to say things because you just that and you have that highly of an opinion of yourself?
Certainly not when you've been drinking.
Of course not.
And so I'm so glad this guy got to share mm-hmm. the proposal with these chuckleheads.
We'll yes, exactly.
Yeah.
These
yeah.
chuckleheads.
These chucklebillies. Yeah. If your marriage isn't special enough just to be special, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Unless, however, if a lady did that to a guy, if the person who wasn't a lot of... Because I'm guessing he was a baseball fan.
Uh-huh, right.
Don't send me your sexist letters.
Stop the correspondence now.
Yeah. And, where am I going with this?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, but then it might be kind of like... That would really be a surprise. But they're like, "Hey, let's go to a baseball game if you want to." And like, "Oh, you proposed to me." Like, yeah. And then at one point, she went to go get cotton candy and came back.
Uh-huh.
And she got like, you know, basically it's like, "Will you marry me?" "Oh, I sure will." "That's great. Now go get me a hot dog." Like, still putting her to work.
Let's celebrate this with some brewskis.
Man, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask if a lady proposed to you at a Spurs game, how would you feel about that?
I would just be happy that she went with me to a Spurs game. I wouldn't even need the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, here's what would happen.
Yeah.
They're doing a kiss cam sequence. I'd be like, "Oh, don't get me on kiss cam. I'm just going to flip the camera off or do something inappropriate."
Right.
Because that's what happens every time a camera's on me. And then she'd be like, "Will you marry me?" I'd be like, "What? Even better."
Or I would imagine good, better, best would be if the kiss cam came on you and she got down on one knee and said, "Mac, will you split a bowl of nachos with me?"
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yes, because nachos are great.
I'd be like, "I thought you were going to marry me, but you know what? Nachos are good."
Nachos.
I would. You know what? Honestly, though, if I'm being dead honest with you,
please,
I would probably be upset by that.
Why?
Because it would ruin my plan to launch a missile into her home with "Will you marry me" written on it. No explosives in the missile.
No.
It's a dead bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
But still going right into her house.
Well, you are an incurable romantic.
Yep. Hey, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk more about Houston?
No. do, but whatever. Well, so
no, we can talk about it. Talk about it.
Well, see, I don't know where I'm going to go with this, because here's the thing about Houston. You know, one thing we noticed.
Oh, that thing.
Right.
We're walking to the game.
Yeah, we're walking to the game, going from the hotel to the ballpark. And on the way there, we have to walk past, like, the Toyota Center.
Home of the Houston Rockets.
That's right. Whoop, whoop.
Playoff eligible. Houston Rockets.
Yes. And there's, like, this big crowd of people going to the Toyota Center. But they're all, like, dressed up, and they're all, like, middle-aged.
Here's the thing. They're dressed up, but not dressed up.
Uh-huh.
As I was telling a good friend of mine, Champy, earlier, they were dressed up as if, like, a Bennigan's was opening or something like that.
Yes.
Like, and we're walking in, you're like, what's this for? And I go, it's a church thing.
Yeah.
Like, I could tell. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know what? It probably is a church thing, but I still got to know. Mm. And so the people walk in front of us, and yeah, I'm trying not to say they were dressed up, but they all looked lame. But that's what I'm. That's what I want to say.
They were parents dressed up for a high school awards banquet. Okay, so hold on to that image if you can. And so yeah, we're walking past, and I chicken out because I wanted to ask somebody what was going on. I just wanted specifics. I want to know if like there was like if like Carmen was in town or something, or you know, like some hot preacher on the streets. But I chickened out. Mac picked up the slack for me, and he went to ask this one guy. And this one guy, without missing a beat, do you remember exactly what he said?
No, we've been talking about this, but I ask him, I go, hey, man, what's this for? And he goes, come praise with us, brother.
Yes.
Come on, brother, let's go pray.
That's great, because he was ready. He had his whole like sales pitch cocked and loaded. Like, if someone were to call right now and be like, hey, so what show is this? And I'd be like, it's called The Mascot Wedding Show. It's kind of like, you know, we talk and stuff. Like I wouldn't have a sales pitch ready. This guy was ready at all times. Hey, come praise with his brother. And they were sort of walking away like, we have tickets to a fun thing. And he's like, you sure? Come on. All right. It's going to be a great time. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I hope he didn't feel bad about us turning him down. But he had to know that was a losing proposition.
Oh, absolutely.
We aren't going to be like, we're going to a baseball game. But you know what? Get some of that old time religion.
Let me get on my StubHub app.
Yep.
Let me sell these tickets
sell
back.
These tickets super
and
quick.
Then use that money to buy new tickets.
Oh, yeah. And all those religious people were everywhere this weekend. And it seemed to be a particular hairstyle.
Yes.
It was popular with their women. And it was, it's like this weird sort of like pile of hair on top of the head.
Yeah. It was like it was like a collapsed beehive, but they still had long hair. It was just like this poof. Like, I remember, I was telling Mac this, I remember when I was young, one of my babysitters, she was a, let's say.
Oh, babysitter. Listen, this rich man over here, Richie Rich.
She used to watch after me, so I wasn't a complete latchkey kid.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry, now I was talking to Joe Millionaire over here.
That's right. That show? So the help, she was a woman of the faith. And she would wear, like, you know, she was dressed exactly this way, like the long, like, ankle-length skirt and this long hair, but, like, poofed. It was very weird. And, yeah, they were everywhere. It was like the birds. Like, we get out of the game, we're looking for places to drink. We end up at a couple of different hotels, and they're everywhere, kind of ruining my buzz on this one.
At that point, we did something. I'm just going to say we got up to a little bit of mischief.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really tell you what we did because I don't know the statute of limitations on certain things.
Right.
But we got into a little bit of mischief.
Yes.
And you think if we got into mischief around these people, we did a couple pieces of mischief because we're mischievous.
We made merry.
Yes. And you think that if by doing this mischief at the expense of this Bible convention, that we would be punished for these actions.
Right.
Cosmically, we'd be punished.
Oh, my God. Of course.
But we were on our way back to our hotel room to order a pizza because we were hungry.
Yes.
Because we had been out.
Yes.
And some dude on a bike, beep. Stopped right in front of us, and he goes, hey, man, you want a pizza? We're like, what? He's like, yeah, I got this pizza here. Nobody, knows. It was like, he's a pizza delivery man on a bike. Because, you know, he's in the sort of convention area, you can get away with
exactly.
That. And he's like, yeah, man, somebody no-showed. And we're like, yes, we do want a pizza. And so he gives us pizza, and we're like, all right, how much? And he's like, free.
Mm-hmm.
So look at that. Were we punished? No. Instantly rewarded.
Rewarded, which makes me rethink the whole thing.
I know. You know what it means, though?
What's that?
We're chosen. Chosen
to eat pizza,
and we did, and it was great.
The
best
end.
Story in the world. But man, Houston, I had to say this is because everyone likes dogging on Houston, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes,
yeah, that dog time. And pony show town.
Yeah,
the last two times I've been there, I had a super pleasant time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
both. I had a super pleasant time this time as well. That baseball game was fun,
aww.
And it was boys' weekend.
Yeah,
but at the same time, a weird convention of people. I'd say not 4 stars this time. 3 stars.
No, exactly.
Still, though, Houston, for as much grief as we give it, pretty good.
There's pockets. There's pockets of good in that town.
Although driving there was, of course, terrible.
Oh, it was hellacious.
It's awful.
Yes.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Let's play some more music, and then when we come back, we're going to give away tickets to that Never Let Me Go movie, which, by the way, you guys, it's got Keira Knightley in it. Mm. She's a pretty lady.
She's very pretty.
Andrew Garfield is going to be Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. That's right.
You've loved him in The Social Network as one of the jerks.
Yes.
We should see that movie.
Oh, I plan on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, to talk about it on the air.
Oh, I plan on it.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll be giving away tickets to a screening of that when we come back right after we hear what?
In the meantime, we're going to hear The Love Language from their Libraries Arm album. This is Heart to Tell.
You got me excited. I thought we were going to listen to In the Meantime by Space Hog.
I'm going to need you to stop talking right now. In fact, no, what were you saying?
I was.
Yeah, more Basket Wedding Show right after this.
Isn't it strange? These
laws. Boo, boo. Oh, I can speak now, Master?
Yes. Yes, you may. And I can speak now and tell you that you are listening to the Mascot Wedding Show on Co-op. My name is David Hanna.
My name is Mac Blake. What did we just hear, David?
We just heard, I forget, The Love Language. Hold on, let me do that to the mic. We just heard The Love Language from their Libraries album that was Heart to Tell.
By the way, we just received word that one Mr. Dave Justice pledged online last week. We did not know that. We are now aware of it. We applaud Dave Justice.
Of course we do. Of course we do. And how did we find out? Through Twitter.
Yes, he Twittered us and said,
social networking at work.
Said, thank the crap out of us.
That's right.
But thank you, Dave Justice, for being a hero of Co-op Radio.
Exactly.
Oh, folks, there's a movie coming out soon, and there's going to be a screening of it. God, when is it again? Is it next week? What's today's date?
Today is
October
2nd.
Dear Lord.
Shocktober, yeah.
It's this Tuesday. Never Let Me Go. Mm-hmm. The new film by director Mark Romanek. There's going to be a screening. Regal Arbor Cinema, October 5th, 7:30 to 9. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple passes we would like you to go to it.
Yeah.
But first, you have to call in. Tell us your best worst story. Your best worst story about a date or about romance or about a love that did not go well.
Yes.
I'm sorry, everybody.
472-5667. Let's talk about love. Love lost, love failed.
Don't, see, now your face, I know you're making a joke. I know you're being jokey.
Okay, I'll stop being jokey.
Oh, well, now you're just being petty.
How do you want it? How do you want it?
No, you do what you do what you want.
Okay.
I'm just saying, when you say it like that, you're doing too good of an impression of it that it makes me want to kill myself.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, we could put ourselves out there and start it up.
Really? You want to hear about this?
I don't know.
I had, I was really sick one time. This is when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I don't like talking about stuff like this.
Right.
And by this, I mean personal stuff, not, you know, dates. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But I think this is a pretty, this isn't all that funny, but I was like really sick. But I still wanted to go on this date. And like, I went on a date with just this terrible person.
Okay.
That looking back on later, I was like, why did I do that? I must have been really bored.
Right.
But by the way, 472-5667 is your phone number. You should call in. Just call in and talk to us. We'll give you a pass. It'll be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, just do it.
It'll be fun.
Look, you're sad about the battle cattle losing. We all aren't. Or if you are, Colin, we'll talk to you.
Yeah, it's time to move on.
It'll be fun for you.
Jeez.
So I went to, I was like, what do you want to do? You're like, you want to go bowling? And this person was like the wishy-washiest person ever. Mm-hmm. Didn't like, you know, sort of, did nothing but play games.
Right.
And so we ended up at a bowling alley, but we did not bowl. We just went there and we ate tater tots with cheese on them. And then that was the night.
Huh.
Yeah, after that, I was like, what do we do? Nothing. Gotta go. It was like a perfect storm. It was like, I was sick. This person was sucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't put forth any effort.
Yeah, we're not very good at this sort of thing, are we?
Oh, I'm great when I want to be. Oh,
okay. Because I'm not. How about that? I was trying to bring you in to make me seem more normal.
Don't lower me to your level.
Oh, come on.
You lowered.
Yeah, the first date I ever went on was I was in seventh grade, and there was this girl I met through a friend. And we went to go see the movie Son-Law because they picked it. And I was just whatever. I was on board. Yeah, you know, and it's like a movie date. You sit silently throughout the whole thing. And then when it was over, I saw my parents outside waiting to pick me up. And the girl said, I'm going to go. Because she brought her friend. She brought the friend that we both knew, the mutual friend.
How old were you?
Seventh grade.
Okay.
And they said, oh, we're going to go use the restroom real quick. We'll be right back. I said, okay. And so I'm waiting there. My parents pull up, like I said. And I said, I'm not good at this dating thing. And I took off and never saw her again. And yeah, so that's and it's a streak of excellence that continues to this day.
Like how you had to expect to be performed like in front of your parents, though.
Yeah, exactly. What am I supposed to do there?
Yeah, that's always going to be weird.
Yeah.
What did I do this one time? Oh, buddy. It was in my head and then it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing a movie. I had a string of really awful like movie dates. Mm-hmm. Where it was just like, let's go see this movie. And not only it was like bad or like really disgusting.
Yeah.
Where it's like, let's go see this movie. It's like, what is it, Slither or something? No, but that was a bad example.
That's Slither really, or Sliver?
It's not really true. Slither.
Okay.
I saw that not on a date situation.
Right.
But yeah, it was like, hey, let's go see this movie. It'll be cool. And then like, you know. Somebody's eating someone else's like abdomen, and then you're like, I did a great job. Why didn't I bother to learn anything about this movie? Or even think it's like, oh, I knew what this was. Why didn't I think this through?
Mm-hmm. I think my biggest problem with a lot of this a lot of like relationships and love and stuff like that is that I'm not good at picking up on signals. Like, you know,
you have that Asperger's disease or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, some weird sociopath can't pick up on people's facial expressions.
Right, exactly. And I want to cleanse the earth with the blood of the innocent.
Wait, what?
Hold on now.
That's not with that disease.
Wait, what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Huh. I'll have to look that one up. I'll have to Google my symptoms. But yeah, I'm really terrible at like knowing when someone is interested in me. And in fact, when it is obvious to me or when that light bulb goes off, I think it's a trick. And I think they're up to something like, you said I look cute. What do you want? And then I'll like push him into mud and run away or something. But yeah, I can remember one time in particular. There was it was college, and there was one girl who fancied me, let's say. And so we went back to her place. I walked her home because it was getting late. And
sure.
Yeah. She was very pretty. Very pretty, very tall, that sort of thing. Too tall.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, you know. You know how pretty people look. And so we get to her door and she's like, do you want to come in? And I was like, you're very tall. And that was the last thing I said. And then she said, well, good night. And that was it.
Was that an implied no in that you're very tall?
No, it was just, that was the only thing I could think. Like,
do you want to come in? I have a bad back.
I just couldn't, it was like the elephant in my headroom the entire night that she was very tall and she was very pretty. Why could she possibly be interested in me? And so I decided to pick this time to point it out, and then that was that.
It's like, it's like, you want to come inside? Meh. I got Community on the TiVo. That show Community. Not such a good show.
You want to come in? Nah, that's okay. You're probably tired.
Really, though? No one's going to call in and jump on this?
Yeah, this thing's dead. Ugh. Come on.
Seriously,
folks.
I already shared. That's all I'm going to share with you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm tapped out.
I've already shared. Well, I got more. I'm not going to give away for nothing.
Oh, it's going to get dark if I keep sharing. So I'm not going to. But you can share.
Yeah.
And
seriously.
Possibly get some passes to go see Never Let Me Go.
I know.
472-5667. Or if you want to say it like it's a movie about a struggle, you can say, Never Let Me Go. Really? That's the best thing we got out of this.
It worked a little bit.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, by the way, I think it's appropriate time. Some guy came up to me the other day, said hello, big fan of the show.
Yeah.
Special shout out to Ben B.
Yes.
Not going to say your last name on the air because I want to protect your place of employment. Because, who am I to say that?
Right.
But Ben B is a big fan of the show. If you're listening, Ben, thank you for listening.
Yes, and I heard great things about you, and I'm sorry I wasn't there. Joined at Max's side. And, lines are flashing. Shall we do this?
Hold on a second. Okay, yeah, go ahead. KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I was calling in to win some tickets.
I'll be nice to you. What's your name, caller?
Melanie.
Usually I like to pretend like I'm not the DJ. And ask him, but anyway, whatever. So, yes, we have a couple passes. So, you have a story to tell?
I do.
What's your story? Is it clean for the radio? A lot of children listen to this show. We're very popular with
yes.
But I have a question. What date is the showing?
This is, oh, you put me to work here, Melanie.
Is it Tuesday the 5th?
Tuesday the 5th, yes, yeah. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday the 5th. Okay, yeah, I'll be here. I can give you a reasonable story.
All right, well, lay it on us.
Okay. One time I went to New York about 10 years ago to do a job, and I had started dating someone before I left. Mm-hmm. And he said everything was okay, and we would see each other, and he would visit me. So eventually he does come to New York, and he visits me, and on the first day he tells me, oh, he's had an affair, you know, a one-night thing, not a big deal. And I was so mortified, and I called my sister crying, and she said, oh, yes, I knew, and my roommates above knew, because I used to work in a coffee shop in Austin, and they had heard.
Oh, geez.
But everybody knew. So anyways, I tried...
Wait, how did everyone... Was he, like, spreading this around?
Well, no, it turns out... we went out that night on a date, and as we waited for the lady, Dame Darcy, who's a pretty famous comic book writer and a singer, and she hobbles out with her twisted ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And from the stage, she says, oh, yes, when I was in Austin, Texas, I had a love affair with someone. I think he's here tonight. Peter, are you here? And so there it was. I had been invited to the very show to meet the very person who had been the only one who... Yes, the affair had been all about. So
wow.
That was my worst date ever.
So when did you get out of prison for murdering this man?
No, my prison term was that when I came back to Austin, the lease in the new place that I had was across the street from him, so I got to live across the street.
Jeez.
At every moment, because my friends next door who had introduced me to him, they're also writers, and they had interviewed Dame Darcy, and as she crawled over their fence, to land on Peter's trampoline to ultimately land in his lap.
All
that's
right.
How she managed to hurt herself. So
wait, you didn't marry? You didn't tie down this winter? You don't want to lock that guy down?
No. It was one of the biggest moments where I realized that I was out of my league. And though sometimes this boy appeared to be merely a nerd, he was actually a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good expression. Did you make that up?
No, I was just using it artfully, poetically.
Melanie, I'm sorry about that.
Yes.
And now you can watch a movie about other people getting sad, and hopefully that'll cheer you up, but it won't. Tell you what, Melanie, do you want to go to this thing?
Pardon?
Do you want two passes to this show?
Sure do.
Then awesome. Could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Could you email me your full name?
Sure.
MascotWedding@gmail.com, and I will verify it somehow, trust me. And we'll get you. I'll get you some more information.
Okay, mascot. Pardon. Tell me one more time.
Mascotwedding at gmail.com. And anybody can email me anytime if you want to.
Yes, exactly.
But thank you, and I'll email you back the information, and we'll verify and everything.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Sorry about that, but thank you for calling in. That's a good story.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
All right.
KOOP, you're on the air.
This is Cap Co-op.
This is Cap Co-op.
Oh, I was calling with a story. I don't know if it's any good, though.
What's your name, caller? Let's start out with that.
Scott.
And you got a story here?
Yeah, I got a best, worst, best story.
Uh-oh.
Boy, is it safe for radio, Scott?
Yeah, well, yeah, it is.
Did that surprise you?
Saints be praised, it is.
I think so. I think it. I could make it very safe.
Okay.
Well, go for it, Scott. Lay it on us.
Well, man, okay. So I'm recently divorced, right? And
of course,
out yeah, everybody, right? and then I'm out at a bar, and there's this young woman about 11 years younger than me, very attractive.
Yeah.
And her leg keeps on bumping into mine, and I've been married for so long. I'm like, how does that keep on happening? I keep on pulling my legs farther back and farther back, and I'm like completely mystified on how it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she invites me over. And so I go over to her place, and, you know, I didn't really want to get in a relationship, so I tried to come up with some language, like I said, can we be special friends, or can we have a physical friendship or something like that? And she goes...
Was this conversation needed right there, Scott?
What?
Was that conversation necessary right there?
Well, y'all not that good at this stuff, you know?
Understood. Fair enough, Scott. Yes. Keep going.
You know, I just was trying to be above board and all that, you know?
Kudos to you, Scott.
What's that?
I said kudos to you. That's,
yeah.
That's honorable.
And so I go, and she goes, she says to me, "With you?" Like that. You know that sound?
Yeah.
Like, "With you?" And I'm like, I was totally shut down and embarrassed.
Oh, no.
But later on that night, when I was just sitting there, she excused herself to go to the bathroom, and she came back with just very little on.
Boom. There it is.
It was pretty nice. And I and I left the next morning, and it was still dark out. And I remember thinking when I got in the car, and it was cool out, and it was a beautiful, clear sky, that there was a God.
Because he got you laid.
That's right.
that's what that took.
That's how merciful, you know, that's the word, merciful.
And so the first thing you did is you pulled out your phone and you called your ex-wife and said, "Take that, Denise."
I wish I had the wherewithal.
Oh, good.
So that's my story.
That's a good story.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, take care.
Well, Scott, hold on.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to this thing?
I'd love to go to this thing.
Then awesome. We got one more pair of tickets. Taylor, can you do me a favor?
Uh-huh.
Could you send me an email?
I will.
With your full name. Don't say it now.
I won't.
And I'll verify it and everything, and we'll get you going.
Okay, I got it right write down. What you got?
Mascotwedding
at
gmail.com.
Got it.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott. Thanks. Great story.
And I love your show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
See? Fun.
Yeah, fun. See? Look, that's how simple that was. Did you have... what do you think about that?
I think that was fun.
No, but that story there.
Yeah, that's... I'm there. That happens to me quite a bit. I'm going to go ahead and say that was kind of gross for radio purposes, but I applaud your tenacity and I applaud your closing speed, and God bless you, Scott. God bless you. Hang on. Well, we got one more call, I guess. Beep. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, you still have passes for those Mark Romanek movie?
We just gave the last pair away. But we can still we'll still take your story there. What's your name, caller?
It stinks. I'm a big Mark Romanek fan.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess big fan of his music videos, I guess.
Yeah, he's got a real good eye for videos. He did that one with Lenny Kravitz.
Right. Are you going to go my way?
Yeah, that guy wants to be Jimi Hendrix so bad. She changed him to Lenny Kravitz. Like L-I-N-I.
Right, okay. Like Jimmy, like Lenny, okay.
Yeah, that's how. It's like that song's like, "I want to be Jimi Hendrix. I want to be that guy."
Yeah, I guess he does kind of have that sort of Jimi Hendrix vibe wannabe about him, yeah.
Yeah. Really wants to be him.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. We kind of get it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you, but...
Do you know who this is?
You know... You sound familiar, but I can't place the voice. I'm sorry.
Chief Spelchick.
Oh, hi, Chief. How are you?
Valley Police Department, Chief of Police.
Right, Chief of Police. Hi, Chief.
So you probably want to change your mind now and give me those passes.
Look, I wish I could, but we just honestly gave the pairs away. But I would, you know, thank you for calling in and thank you for listening. I would love to hear your story of love if you
really want to hear it.
Sure, yeah.
All right, well, it's about my wife.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Natalie.
Right.
Yeah. See, the thing is we kind of had a weird marriage.
Okay, right.
Like, I kind of was forced into it.
You were, so this, like, an arranged marriage or something?
Well, the thing is if I didn't marry her, she was going to get deported.
Oh, okay. Well, so it's like a legal thing. What country was she from?
What?
Where was she from?
She's from the U.S.
She's from the U.S. So how...
Yeah, she's born here in this country. She's from Kansas.
Okay, well then I'm not understanding. How is she going to get deported then?
Oh. You're thinking it's like a green card marriage.
Right. Then maybe...
No. She was convicted of some crimes and they were going to kick her out.
She was convicted of some crimes?
Yeah, against the nation. They deport you for that.
I'm sorry, hold on. Crimes against America?
Yeah, well, crimes against the nation is the legal term.
Sure, of course, yes. I don't think America's going to show up in the books. Oh, if you don't mind me asking, and what exactly did she do?
Well, I do mind you asking. There are some extenuating legal circumstances.
Okay, well then forget I asked. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why I had to marry her.
Huh. Well, okay, wow. So, hold on. I'm still not understanding this. She committed crimes, but the caveat, the thing that would save her was if you married her. How does that work?
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to deport her.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad's a bigwig in the State Department.
Okay.
And he really wanted some grandkids.
Okay.
And so he said he wouldn't deport her if she got married.
Wow, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Good for you, though, for stepping up and doing the right thing and marrying your girlfriend, then, I guess.
Well, that's the thing, though.
Okay.
I didn't marry her, but I did.
I'm sorry, your phone's cutting out. Say that again?
I kind of didn't marry her, but then I did, sort of.
Okay, well, then maybe I did hear that right. How did you and didn't marry your girlfriend?
Well, this was back in the day, and so we were going to do a really cool bachelor party, my friends and I.
Okay.
And so we went to Party City. What happens there stays there, my friend.
Sure, Vegas, of course.
No, Atlanta, the nation's capital.
How is Atlanta the nation's capital?
It's the capital of the South.
Okay, that's... Please stop with that. But, okay, so you went to Atlanta for your bachelor party?
Oh, we had such a sweet setup in the Gold Club there. Remember that place?
The Gold Club in Atlanta. That was like...
Yeah.
That was that notorious strip club where, like, that all that crime happened.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I know, but it's where athletes went.
Right, yeah. Millionaire athletes went and committed horrible, horrible stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we were hanging out with Andrew Jones.
Yeah, Atlanta Brave Andrew Jones, yeah.
Yeah, things got a little crazy.
Can I ask how crazy?
Well, I didn't come to... The crazy didn't wear off until about 3 days later.
I see. I think I get it. Okay, yeah.
But that's the thing. My wedding was that day.
So your bachelor party spilled over into your wedding day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were getting married in Sunken Valley.
Oh, so you had to make it from Atlanta to Sunken Valley that day. So.
But I didn't. So I did what any honorable person would do in that situation. You know, it was a tough decision, but I had to bite the bullet and just come clean.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to postpone the wedding. You do what you got to do.
I didn't do that. You crazy? We're going to deport her. She never talked to me again.
Then what did you do if you couldn't
I got a body double. Someone to impersonate me.
So somebody else married your wife in your place.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was working Vice at the time, so I had, like, a big beard and really long hair.
Okay.
And I like wearing sunglasses a lot. You know, just because sunglasses are cool.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. And so I called up my friend, and I just had him put on a wig and a fake beard and marry my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Stand in my place.
Okay, so your friend married your wife instead of you.
Or my fiancé at the time.
Of course, your fiancé, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, you know, that is bizarre, but...
But, yeah, I was able to... It was bizarre, I guess, but, I mean, this had to be done, you know? You get choices in life, sometimes you have to make them. They're tough.
You know what? I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I mean, you know, as long as you came home and, like, set things right.
Oh, yeah, I took the next flight. Actually, Andrew Jones, we were playing for the Braves, right? He was an outfielder?
Yeah, Braves at the time, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. He lent me his airplane
for
a private jet, and I made it out there. I got home just in time, you know, before we left for the honeymoon. I made it there that night, though, after the reception.
Okay, well, at least you made it in time for the honeymoon, then.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
When I opened the door of the hotel room, there was my body double making sweet, passionate wedding night love to my bride.
All right, let's clean that up. Okay, but wow, that really is horrible. Actually, I'm sorry. That's a bad thing to see.
Well, I mean, I know it was a weird thing to see. It was like watching a very sexy mirror.
Okay, okay, fine.
Sometimes the mirror looks back at you. You know what I mean?
I get a sense that I know what you mean. Yeah.
Meaning he spotted me.
Right.
And he sort of waved me off. And man, I was mad at first, but then I was like, I can't be mad at my bride. She thinks she's making love to me. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Oh, no, don't be mad at your bride, but, you know, be mad at your friend for taking advantage of that.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't get mad.
Okay.
I got even.
How could you possibly get even in this scenario?
Let's just say you're not going to see this guy for a very long time.
Oh, jeez. What did you do?
He's safe at all.
Oh, okay, he's alive and stuff.
Yeah, behind bars.
Wait a second. Why is he behind bars?
It's PCP on this guy. Oh, my God.
You planted PCP on this guy.
Yeah.
And got him arrested for PCP possession.
Well, your words, but yes, I did. Here's the worst part of it.
What's that?
That was my own personal stash of PCP.
Oh, okay, so you
that
wasted...
That was going to be our honeymoon party PCP.
You wasted perfectly good PCP on your friend who you framed.
Yeah, I mean, I got it out of an evidence locker, but I had to go on him.
Look, I... Wow. Well, poor you, I guess. Look,
yeah, it's okay.
Look, Chief, we're coming up against the top of the hour. We got to make room for Clear Spot.
Okay, well, cool. Then just give me those passes.
I can't give you the passes. We already gave them away.
Look, if you don't give me those passes, if you don't find an extra pair, you may find an extra bag of PCP in your car.
Okay, that's it. That's enough.
Here come the cops.
All right, that's enough. I'm hanging up on you now.
Passes, I'm going to frame you.
There, of course. Of course he's going to frame me. Yep. That's fine. Too much show. Ended up being too much show. Yes, but we got to make room for Clear Spot. Linda with Hot Rock Fear. Mild and balmy Saturday night. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. Type in Mascot Wedding. You'll find us. That's how that works. We're going to go out with some music. We're going to go out with A.A. Bondi. I Can See the Pines Are Dancing from the album When the Devil's Loose. I think I'm all done. Okay. Goodbye, Mac. Goodbye, David. Goodbye, Austin.